Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Welcome to the English service of Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republik Indonesia. With me, Rahma, who will present various interesting information, updates, programs, music, taking you closer to Indonesia. We have the programs of Let's Speak Indonesian, Indonesian Wonder, Music Corner, and of course, the news. So stay tuned on voinews.id, RRI Digital Mobile App Channel VOI, and shortwave frequency 3325 and 4755 kHz. Here is the news. First, the headlines. Indonesia and Russia discuss ties between the two countries. President Putin says Indonesia a key trade partner in Southeast Asia. Indonesia Ministry of Marine Affairs and Fisheries and United Nations Development Program launch Sea Blue Initiative. Now the news in detail. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto and Russian President Vladimir Putin discussed ties between the two countries at St. Petersburg on Thursday. Andy Ramdoni has the detail.
Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto held a warm and constructive meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin at the Konstantinovsky Palace at St. Petersburg on Thursday. The two leaders reaffirmed their commitment to deepening the strategic partnership between Indonesia and Russia, marking a significant moment as the two nations celebrate 75 years of diplomatic relations and underscored Indonesia's growing influence on the global stage. In a joint press statement, President Prabowo highlighted the long-standing friendship between Indonesia and Russia dating back to Indonesia's early independence. He expressed deep gratitude for Russia's historical support, particularly during the Soviet era, when the country played a crucial role in Indonesia's post-independence development. He also recalled Russia's unconditional aid during difficult times, leaving a lasting legacy in Indonesia's infrastructure.
Hubungan antara Rusia dan Indonesia sudah memiliki sejarah yang panjang.
Relations between Russia and Indonesia have a long history. This year, we commemorate 75 years of diplomatic relations. The Russian Federation has always been an important partner for Indonesia in politics, economy, and socio-cultural affairs. Indonesia was newly independent and very poor at the time. The Soviet Union, with Russia at its core, provided us with immense assistance. To this day, the Indonesian people have not forgotten Russia's contributions. Even now, in our capital and major cities, we see large buildings, bridges, railways, and factories built with Russia's help. Meanwhile, President Putin emphasized Indonesia's role as a key partner in the Asia-Pacific region, with bilateral relations rooted in trust and friendship. President Putin noted the significance of the 75th anniversary of diplomatic ties, stating that Prabowo's visit to Russia will advance bilateral ties between Indonesia and Russia. This year, we celebrate 75 years of bilateral relations. Our country has supported Indonesia's nation-building process and strengthened its international standing. I highly appreciate today's discussions with President Prabowo. This visit will undoubtedly advance our partnership for the prosperity of both nations. The meeting concluded with both leaders pledging to expand collaboration in trade, energy, and defense. In addition to bilateral meeting with President Putin, President Prabowo will also attend the St. Petersburg International Economic Forum that took theme shared values, the foundation of growth in a multipolar world.
Russian President Vladimir Putin says Indonesia is a key trade partner in Southeast Asia when he met President Prabowo Subianto. Dora Pardede has the detail.
Russian President Vladimir Putin emphasized that Indonesia is one of Russia's main trading partners in Southeast Asia. He made this statement while welcoming President Prabowo Subianto at the Konstantinovsky Palace in St. Petersburg, Russia on Thursday. Putin stated that in 2024, the trade volume between the two countries reached $4.3 billion. He noted that during the first 4 months of the year, the trade volume increased by 40%. Putin expressed confidence that Indonesia and Russia will find new cooperation opportunities following the signing of a free trade agreement.
I am convinced that new prospects for strengthening mutual trade will undoubtedly open after the establishment of a free trade zone between Indonesia and the Eurasian Economic Union. I hope that the agreement will be signed in the near future.
Putin revealed that Russia is open to cooperation in various sectors. In agriculture, Russia is expanding with supplies to Indonesia and facilitating the export of Indonesian agricultural products to the Russian Federation. In April, Indonesia and Russia signed a memorandum of understanding in the field of halal infrastructure, which opened up new opportunities for livestock product export to Indonesia. According to Putin, Russia is also willing to increase its supply of oil and liquefied natural gas to the Indonesian market. Russia remains open to cooperation in nuclear energy, advanced technology, culture, and education. Dora Pardede, Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia and Russia uphold each country's similar principles in international affairs and prioritize collaboration over confrontation. The details by Andy Romdoni.
Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto and Russian President Vladimir Putin emphasized their nations' shared perspectives on key global and regional issues during a bilateral meeting at Konstantinovsky Palace on Thursday. The joint press conference following their talks highlighted remarkable alignment in foreign policy approaches between Jakarta and Moscow. President Prabowo stressed that Indonesia and Russia uphold similar principles in international affairs, particularly regarding conflict resolution and respect for national sovereignty. In the international arena, as President Putin mentioned, Indonesia and Russia share numerous common views. We respect every nation's sovereignty, seek peaceful solutions to problems, and always prioritize collaboration over confrontation. Echoing this sentiment, President Putin noted the two countries not only share perspectives, but actively coordinate in multilateral forums, including in the United Nations. Our positions on most global and regional issues are remarkably similar or nearly identical. Both nations uphold sovereignty principles in international affairs and support peaceful development in the Asia-Pacific region. We coordinate closely at the UN and other platforms. Both leaders further agreed to maintain regular high-level consultations, with Putin accepting an invitation to visit Jakarta next year to further solidify the partnership. President Prabowo Subianto made a state visit to Russia on June 18 to 20 in order to fulfill the invitation of President Vladimir Putin. In addition to meeting Putin, Prabowo is also scheduled to attend the St. Petersburg International Economic Forum. Andi Ramdoni, Voice of Indonesia.
The Indonesian government has raised the protection status for Indonesian citizens in Iran from alert level 2 to alert level 1. This decision was made following the escalation of Israeli attacks on Iranian territory. Director General for the Protection of Indonesian Citizens of Foreign Affairs Ministry, Judah Nugraha, stated in a press briefing on Thursday evening that the policy was taken based on the latest assessment of the security situation in Iran.
Bapak Menteri Luar Negeri telah memberikan perintah kepada KBRI Teheran untuk meningkatkan status.
The Minister of Foreign Affairs has instructed the Indonesian Embassy in Tehran to raise the protection status for Indonesian citizens from alert level 2 to alert level 1. He also directed us to begin preparations for the evacuation of Indonesian nationals. As part of the protection efforts, the Indonesian Embassy in Tehran has also held a town hall meeting with Indonesian nationals to provide updates on the current security situation and the contingency evacuation plans. Meanwhile, regarding the situation in Israel, Judah said there are 194 Indonesian nationals currently residing in the area. At present, the embassy prepares an evacuation plan for 11 Indonesian citizens who have requested repatriation. Judah also urged all Indonesian nationals in Iran and Israel to remain vigilant, avoid non-essential outdoor activities, and follow the evacuation instructions issued by the respective embassies. The ministry also advised Indonesian citizens with travel plans to Iran, Israel, Lebanon, Syria, and Yemen to postpone their trips. This news comes to you over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Indonesian Ministry of Marine Affairs and Fisheries, in collaboration with the United Nations Development Programme, or UNDP, officially launched Sea Blue Initiative in Jakarta on Thursday. Supported by funding from the Government of Japan and forming part of the Blue Economy Roadmap implementation, this program aligns with Indonesian President Prabowo's National Development Agenda to build a resilient and inclusive marine economy. In her remarks, UNDP Indonesia Deputy Resident Representative Sujala Pant explained the initiative is designed to empower coastal communities through sustainable local economic development, particularly for women, while also strengthening long-term strategic partnerships between UNDP and Ministry of Marine Affairs and Fisheries.
At its core, the initiative aims to economically empower coastal communities through livelihood strengthening and diversification programs. And these interventions are not only designed to boost productivity and reduce emissions, but to expand the opportunities of all communities, in particular the women who are the backbone of the center. Sea Blue also builds on years of partnership between KKP and Indonesia. For instance, the Arafura and Timor Seas Ecosystem Action Program, which we've also collaborated on together.
Pant further emphasized the partnership between Ministry of Marine Affairs and Fisheries, Japan, and UNDP will bring long-term impact not only in the areas where the project is focused, but also as a scalable model for inclusive and resilient fisheries development across Indonesia. Moving on to Indonesia and Germany, that are strengthening their collaboration to enhance the governance of Indonesian migrant worker placement in Germany. Dora Pardede has the detail.
The Ministry for the Protection of Indonesia Migrant Workers, in cooperation with the German Embassy in Jakarta, is reinforcing its collaboration to improve the governance of skilled Indonesian migrant workers' placement in Europe, particularly Germany. This was conveyed by the Indonesian Minister for the Protection of Migrant Workers, Abdul Kadir Karding, during the event Indonesia-Germany Strategic Partnership, Strengthening Labor Migration Governance in Indonesia, held in Bandung on Thursday. Abdul Kadir Karding also revealed that the demand for Indonesian workers in Germany is quite high. According to him, this demand must be managed through integrated training programs provided by migrant centers.
Salah satu yang paling penting adalah kita harus
One of the most important aspects is that we must prepare the training. That's why we will establish what we call a migrant center, an integrated vocational center. What does integration mean? Mandatory skill training must be included. Language training must be there as well. The third component is soft skills training. In this training, participants are not only mentally prepared, but they are also taught about the character, culture, and habits of the German people. Ideally, all services should be in one place, so there's no need to go elsewhere.
Orang Jerman, layanannya pun kalau bisa di situ aja, jadi nggak perlu jauh-jauh.
Abdul Kadir Karding further explained that in addition to migrant center, the Indonesian government, in collaboration with Germany, has launched Move ID, an integrated vocational hub. With the establishment of migrant center and Move ID, Karding hopes that Indonesia workers will not only be well prepared for employment but will also represent Indonesia positively on the global stage. Dora Pardede, Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian Ministry of Social Affairs confirmed the distribution of the second phase of the Family Help Program social assistance has reached 80%, while the basic food assistance has reached 78% as of mid-June 2025. In a press conference in Jakarta on Thursday, Minister of Social Affairs Saifullah Yusuf stated, out of 1.3 million accounts that initially failed to receive the transfer, around 580,000 accounts of beneficiary families have now successfully received the assistance.
Dan 1,3 juta, sebanyak 580,000 lebih KPM berhasil diproses salur.
Out of 1.3 million, more than 580,000 beneficiary families' accounts have been successfully processed. Earlier at 1 p.m., we coordinated with Ms. Bara. And the latest data, over 500,000 previously failed transfers have now been successfully distributed. More than 700,000 accounts are still being corrected. Furthermore, the minister explained the 2025 Family Hope Program is one of the most anticipated forms of social assistance by beneficiary families. Family Hope Program is a conditional cash transfer program from the central government aimed at easing the financial burden of poor households, improving human resources, and breaking the cycle of intergenerational poverty. The government continues to distribute social assistance through Family Help Program and the non-cash food assistance program. The first phase of the program for January to March 2025 period began disbursement in early March, with many Family Help Program already receiving assistance since March 10. Well, listener, that's the news. Next, today's commentary titled Indonesia and Russia, Maintaining Direction, Opening Opportunities, read by Anna Trijayakasi.
Today's commentary is on Indonesia and Russia, Maintaining Direction, Opening Opportunities. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto has just visited Russia and met with President Vladimir Putin in St. Petersburg. For some, this may raise questions. Is Indonesia starting to take sides in the ongoing global tensions? Although the Cold War era is long over, it cannot be denied that Russia is currently involved in various international conflicts, such as in Ukraine and Syria. However, so far, Indonesia has always been neutral and maintained good relations with all parties. President Prabowo Subianto's visit to Russia is more appropriately seen as a strategic step in the relationship between the two countries. Indonesia is expanding international cooperation without abandoning the principle of free and active foreign policy. In a meeting in St. Petersburg, President Putin called Indonesia Russia's main partner in Southeast Asia. The trade volume between the two countries last year reached $4.3 billion, and this year has increased 40% in just the first 4 months. Both countries are even exploring a free trade agreement with the Eurasian Economic Union. Not only trade volume, Russia is also opening up opportunities for cooperation in many areas, such as wealth and energy exports, nuclear technology, education and culture. There is even an agreement on halal infrastructure, which could pave the way for exports of Indonesian halal products. In the midst of an increasingly complex and mutually attractive world, Indonesia chose to remain open, maintain balance, expand opportunities, and prioritize national interests. President Prabowo Subianto's visit to Russia is not about choosing a side. It is about ensuring that Indonesia still has room to move on the world stage. That was commentary.
Keyword of the day. Only those who dare to fail are brave enough to start anew. A quote by Sukarno. Sukarno is the first president of Indonesia. He is famous as a charismatic founding father with eyes for the future and opportunities. Well, listener, that's quote of the day from Voice of Indonesia.
Bubur kacang hijau is a traditional food made of mung bean, which is cooked in water and brown sugar with a bundle of a pandanus leaf. The ingredients are then cooked until boiled and it turns into porridge. Once it is cooked, the porridge is served with coconut milk. Mung bean porridge is easy to make and it doesn't take a long time. But if you don't feel like making mung bean porridge, you can find this food easily in the entire Indonesia. Some sell it in a traditional coffee shop and some others sell it in a mobile gerobak or pushcart. A bowl of mung bean porridge is so cheap. By paying 4,000 rupiah only, you can get your breakfast. Although the era is developing, traditional food like mung bean porridge is still maintained. Moreover, mung bean porridge can be found in modern department stores in big cities too. It proves that the Indonesian traditional food can compete with international food and it remains lovable for Indonesian people.
Sentuhku sampai ku kamu dari atas sampai hati, tak perlu ku ragu dari hati sampai kaki.
Of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Thank you for still listening to Voice of Indonesia broadcast on RRI Digital application. On RRI Digital, you can also enjoy live broadcasts from all RRI stations in Indonesia, your favorite music playlist, inspiring podcasts, and the latest news videos. You can also interact through the like, comment, share, and live chat features. RRI Digital, one-stop entertainment and information. Download now on Google Play and the App Store.
RRI Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRI Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
Thank you for still joining us, the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Coming up next, a program that will take you closer to Indonesian art, culture, custom, food, tourist destinations, all on Indonesian Wonder.
Listener, here is Indonesian Wonder. If you travel to Ternate, you have to try a dish namely pali pali. It has a long round shape packed with woven palm leaves. Pali-Pali was originally intended for the Sultan. That's why the taste is definitely delicious and luxurious. It is said that the food became one of the favorite menus of the Sultan in Ternate. In fact, it is said that this food is usually only made for sultanate events. Pali-pali is made from rice that is put into a woven palm leaf package. Pali-pali is made without coconut milk. It takes about 1.5 hours to make pali-pali. The duration is related to the process of steaming the raw pali-pali until it is formed and cooked. In terms of taste, the food has a unique flavor. The flavor comes from the palm leaves that wrap it. The flavor is more or less similar to ketupat rice cake, which is the main food during Eid. Pali-pali eaten directly already tastes delicious, let alone enjoy with food such as gohu ikan or other Ternate specialties. Listener, for the people of Ternate, pali-pali is a sacred food. In fact, not everyone is eligible to make pali-pali. The presence of pali-pali is only awaited when there are special sultanate events. Not only that, to make pali-pali, one must get the blessing of the sultanate family, which usually applies for generations. Although it looks simple, pali-pali is actually very special because it is considered the food of the Sultan. No wonder the people of Ternate continue to preserve the dish. Well, listener, that was The Indonesian Wonder, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Indonesian children must manage their time to read a lot of books, articles, or information. Reading must also be a daily habit for people of Indonesia. Chandrika Keo Muratioengo, as a young writer, has her own response on this.
Yeah, definitely. I think I have lots of messages for the government, but specifically in literacy, Indonesia is actually the 60th country in Asia that has the lowest literacy rate. And this 60th position is due to a lot of factors. And I think a huge factor is in schools, you're not really taught to read. You're taught to listen and just do what you're told. So I think when we incorporate more reading habits or dedicating a specific time for children to read, giving them more reading materials, teaching them as if it could be an escape, not just a chore, I think that could really set a good precedent for their habits in the future.
Thank you for still joining us, the English service of Voice of Indonesia that you can enjoy on voinews.id, RRI Digital Mobile App Channel VOI, and shortwave frequency 3325 and 4755 kHz. Listener, next we present a program that allows you to learn Indonesian language. It's only on Let's Speak Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Let's Speak Indonesian. Magic words. Hi, VOI listener. Today's Let's Speak Indonesian talks about magic words. The term magic words often refers to polite phrases like please, thank you, and so on. These words are considered magic because they are relatively easy to say and can have a big impact on social interactions. So here we go. Indonesian magic words. Tolong. Please. Terima kasih. Thank you. Sama-sama. You're welcome. Permisi. Excuse me. Maaf. Sorry. Bolehkah saya? May I? For example, tolong tutup pintunya. Close the door, please. Permisi, boleh saya duduk di sini? Excuse me, may I sit here? Magic words are necessary to be taught to children from an early age so they are able to communicate effectively and understand how to respect others. So, have you practiced these magic words every day? Let's start small to achieve big. Well, listener, that's Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Stay tuned for learning more Indonesian words for daily use only on Let's Speak Indonesian. Sampai jumpa!
Listener, on this edition of Pelangi Nada, we present a keroncong song entitled Satu Bulan sung by Keroncong Atap. The song tells the story of a couple who have just broken up, with the point of view of the woman who is still trying to accept and process the loss of the man she loves. The lyrics are simple, but full of meaning, describing a woman's feeling of being down after a breakup, while her ex seems to be doing just fine. This song, created and popularized by Bernadia Ripka Jayakusuma, was released in 2023, and here is Keroncong Atap with the keroncong song entitled Satu Bulan.
Belum ada satu bulan, ku yakin masih ada sisa wangiku di bajumu. Namun kau tampak baik saja, bahkan senyummu lebih lepas. Sedang aku di sini hampir gila. Kita tak temukan jalan. Sepakat akhiri setelah beribu debat panjang. Namun kau tampak baik saja, bahkan senyummu lebih lepas. Sedang aku di sini belum terima. Bukan tangismu sore itu di pelukku. Khawatirkanmu setiap waktu. Cerita tentang apapun sampai hal-hal tak perlu. Kalau bisa jangan buru-buru. Kalau bisa jangan ada dulu. Sudah adakah yang gantikanku? Ya kau antar jemput setiap Sabtu. Yang selalu ingatkan untuk pakai sabuk pengamanmu. Kalau bisa jangan buru-buru. Sudah adakah yang gantikanku? Khawatirkanmu setiap waktu. Cerita tentang apapun sampai hal-hal tak perlu. Kalau bisa jangan buru-buru. Kalau bisa jangan ada dulu.
Voice of Indonesia.
Bila ku ingat lagi janji yang pernah kita ucapkan dulu, mengapa kini kau ubah semuanya? Tak mengerti aku.
Make up our family.
One, two, three, oh.
You're my friend of me.
Canda berlebihan sampai keluar air mata. You never learn.
I never learn. Maaf-maafan cuma pas lagi lebaran. Ya kenapa?
Ya gak apa-apa sih. You won't believe the day I had.
Oh no, what happened this time?
I ate too much, now I look bad.
I'm sure you look fine.
Make it cry, scream and fight like we're enemies. You really know how to drive me crazy. That's just us, we make up, got a friend in me.
One, two, three, go.
You're my friend in me.
When it's bad, we pick up the pieces.
When it's good, we can love till it's good itself.
Yeah, it's us, we make up, got a friend in me.
One, two, three, go.
You're my friend in me.
Cry like we're enemies. You really know how to drive me crazy.
That's just us.
You make up, got a friend in me.
Sorry.
You're my friend in me.
When it's bad, we pick up the pieces.
When it's good, we can love till the sun is down.
Yeah, it's us. We make up, got a friend in me.
Voice of Indonesia.
Settle here for hours. Bandits
Voice of Indonesia.
GAC.
Tadi sisiku,
yep.
Memang kau jauh dariku, yeah. Namun sama kau di hatiku, nantikan selalu kehadiranmu, yeah.
I believe that we can work it out. I believe that we can work it out. I believe that we can work it out. I believe that we can work it out.
Berbaring di dalam kamar tidurku, menantikan selalu kabar darimu. Melihat fotomu, yes, it helps a little. Tak berarti ku tak rindu kau keliru.
I believe that we can work it out. I believe that we can work it out. I believe that we can work it out. I believe that we can work it out.
Dan ku kan selalu milikmu, walaupun aku harus jauh dari sisimu.
Aku heran, telepon darimu makes it so much better.
I believe that we can work it out. I believe that we can work it out.
I believe that.
I believe that we can work it out. I believe that we can work it out.
Of Indonesia.
Sekian lamanya kita tak berjumpa, namun tak sengaja berpapasan ku denganmu. Yang sama rasanya yang lama, namun ku kecewa kau tak peka. Oh, telah lama ku menunggu dirimu, ku coba hubungi.
hatiku berharap padamu. Mencari yang tak pasti, wahai kau bunga hatiku, menanti dirimu. Sekian lamanya kita tak berjumpa, namun tak sengaja. Kecewa, kau tak peka.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on vonews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.